So that was the main reason for being evacuated for Shoreham, the proximity to the airport.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Well, proximity all along the south coast, yes. Everybody yes. went. And we yes. had evacuees as well.
You had, so after you came home, was that, you then had evacuees came to you?
Yes. They came from Croydon High School, Purley Way, actually. And we had two boys staying with us, whose names I still know. I often wonder if they're still around. And they stayed for about 6 months, and their parents used to come to visit them as well. When I lived in Shoreham, of course, when I lived in Horsham during my evacuation period, one could not travel to and fro on the railways, really. I remember my grandfather, because he used to work for the LBSCR, the London Brighton South Coast Railway. Somehow he certainly got a pass to come up to Horsham to see me. I don't know if this was a bit sort of under the counter or not, but possibly not. I didn't know. Anyway, the parents from Croydon, which was going through hell in the war, would come down and see the boys, as we called them. But before that, there had been hordes of London children brought into Shoreham in the first waves of evacuation in 1939. The huge crowd of them were put on the playground in front of the infant school, still there, and people in Shoreham had to go and choose the evacuees they wanted. I don't know why we were so late living next door but one, but Mother and I went to choose our evacuees, and there was nobody left for us. And I was bitterly disappointed, because I'd set up tea party in the garden and everything in Shoreham. So we didn't get any of those London children, but we got them from Croydon.
Right. So local people, their reaction to the arrival of the evacuees was quite welcoming, or not always?
As far as I know, it didn't impinge on my consciousness whether people were happy with it or not. The children just arrived and were taught where we were taught, and then of course they had to go away again when we were all sent away.
Yeah, so it must have been quite a disruptive, all the comings and goings, you going away, people coming down to Shoreham.
You say that, and people now think it could be disruptive, but it wasn't. It was just as it was. I mean, children of my age didn't really notice the war, except in the way of, well, it affected us, it affected rationing and things like that, but it was all rather exciting, really. And we didn't suffer like people elsewhere did in Portsmouth and places like that.
Yeah.